Welcome to Twist for the week of April 15th, and happy tax day. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we're covering a sales tax rate change in Florida, a sales tax decision from the Pennsylvania Board of Finance and Revenue, and a recently filed complaint in New York challenging certain aspects of the new corporate franchise tax regulations addressing public law 86-272 protection. First, the Florida Department of Revenue recently reminded taxpayers that the state sales tax imposed on the total rent charged for renting, leasing, letting, or granting a license to use real property will be reduced from 4.5% to 2% effective June 1, 2024. A recent decision from the Pennsylvania Board of Finance and Revenue includes some interesting issues for marketplace facilitators. The taxpayer at issue was a ticketing and marketing platform that allowed event organizers to list, advertise, and sell admissions to their live events and virtual events. The board agreed with the Department of Revenue that service and payment processing fees the taxpayer charged to event organizers were taxable as software as a service. The second issue was the taxability of the tickets for access to the live and virtual events. Tickets for admissions to live events are not taxable under Pennsylvania law. However, the department's position on audit appeared to be that because certain customers who purchased tickets to live events received some type of tangible personal property, those ticket purchases were taxable. Because the taxpayers' records were lacking, the board upheld the department's use of an error rate to determine the ticket sales to live events that were taxable because tangible personal property was likely provided. The department had also concluded that when the taxpayer sold tickets to online or virtual events, those tickets were taxable. The taxpayer argued that imposing sales tax on access to online events, but generally not taxing tickets to live events, violated the Internet Tax Freedom Act in violation of the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution. The board declined to address this challenge, noting that it was not empowered to decide whether a Pennsylvania statute was unconstitutional. Finally, on April 5th, the American Catalog Mailers Association filed a complaint seeking to invalidate the New York regulations interpreting Public Law 86-272. In its complaint, the association asserts that the regulations effectively rewrite Public Law 86-272 to include as activities performed in New York, activities performed by employees of an internet seller outside of New York using computers outside New York. Congress, the association alleges, is the only body empowered to amend or rewrite federal law. Please stay tuned to Twist for updates on this matter, and thank you for listening this week.